Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As we launch here into hour number two of the program, we go right back into your phone calls. We're going to go to Josh, but he's gone, so let's go to Joe in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Joe.
Hey, this is Joe.
Is this Joe?
I don't know. Is it Joe?
Yeah, this is Joe.
What's on your mind, Joe?
Okay, well, this morning at 3 a.m., me and my friend, we were sitting in the apartment, just got back from the bar, and saw a fire truck sitting outside, and I guess there was a domestic disturbance, and I guess they got the people out, that the guy was sitting there held up with a gun, I guess.
Mm.
They had snipers, the whole SWAT, the whole nine yards. And the cops actually played it right, and they got the guy to give himself up, so.
It's nice to hear him turn out, good, because there's so many news stories where they don't.
Yeah. And nobody got pressured to take off the shirt like Mark.
There you go, Joe. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. We go to Michael in Tennessee on the ant line. Hello, Michael.
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I got two things. First, I want to say a quick word to your radio listeners, if I can, more specifically to your regular callers. I won't name anyone by name, but the guy in Montana who lives in his trailer, and the woman down in Florida, and the guy driving home in Indianapolis, and a few others, the people that call in a lot.
Okay.
And what I want to say to you guys is join the AMP program. And this is why. We have, aside from the fact that it helps Free Talk Live get on more radio stations, one of the things you've noticed, if you ever called the 800 number, I don't know if you've ever called the 800 number.
Yes,
but,
I have.
One of the things that happens is that if there's a lot of people on the line, or the board op isn't there, or something happens, it'll hang up on you.
Hmm.
It'll just say, "We're sorry, all the lines are full. Goodbye. Try later." Now, one of the perks you get with the AMP program is the AMP call-in line.
That's true.
For amplifiers only, and our line does not hang up on you.
Really?
It will let you sit and wait.
Now, there is a maximum, right? Like, you'll get a busy signal if all the lines are filled up, right?
Yeah, there's a maximum. Right now we can have four calls on hold, and if we ever reach that capacity or exceed it, if someone gets a busy signal on that, I'll get an email, and then I'll know it's time to expand the capacity, but
that doesn't seem likely anytime soon.
To do that.
Yeah, that doesn't seem like that'll be necessary anytime soon, but it's good to know that we can expand as we need to.
As so necessary.
So, but, yeah, we'll talk more about the AMP program a little bit later.
If you're one of those regular callers, definitely go and do that.
There you go. Very good.
But, I actually wanted to talk to Mark.
Yes?
About, I've heard Mark say several times over the years that if there was ever another plane hijacking, that Americans just would not stand for it. They'd all jump up and rush the hijacker and pull a United 93.
Well, I've got some news stories to back that up. Go ahead.
I think I sent you one the other day, and I don't have it in front of me because I'm out in the middle of the woods, but as a counterexample to that.
Do tell.
I don't have all the details in front of me, but basically what happened is during this flight, some guy apparently lost it and decided to go try to open the door to the airplane while it was in flight.
Wow, that would have been bad.
That would have been very bad. So the flight attendant, he was apparently a big guy or something, and the flight attendant was trying to stop him and pull him away from the door, and she was yelling, "Help, somebody help me," and nobody got up to help her.
Hmm. Didn't one guy get up and help her?
One guy did. But like I said, I don't have all the details in front of me, but it was just amazing when I read that more people wouldn't go and help, or at least see what's going on.
Yeah, she was asking for help. They weren't responding.
Well, I think that people need a few seconds. I think they need something like a minute or a half a minute to ascertain for themselves what's going on.
Uh-huh.
You know, just a help doesn't mean somebody's going to spring out of their chair, turn around, you know, do an 180 in the aisle and run down to the back of the plane or the front mm-hmm. of the plane or wherever it was and, you know, stop this guy. They don't know what's going on. They need to assess the situation. And I think I get the impression this guy, although he was acting strangely, nobody knew that he was going to go for the door, and then he just sort of grabbed for the door and tried to open it. And you can't really see the door from the cabin of the plane where the passengers are, so they wouldn't necessarily know what's going on.
He wasn't an obvious hijacker or anything like that.
I mean,
right?
He was just a nut.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, the more time people have to figure out what's going on, and I think that it does take a little while to mm-hmm. hijack a plane, certainly to hijack that plane and fly it into a building, which is what the real problem is. If you want to kill the amount of people on the plane, you can walk to the baggage claim area and set off your bomb there.
Sure.
So, I mean, if blowing up the plane is the issue, it isn't really the issue. You take your life in your hands when you go get on a plane in the same way you take your life in your hands when you get in a car or on a bicycle or anywhere you're traveling. But it's the issue of the innocent people that the plane might be run into, and I just don't think you could, you know, you give people 2, 3, 5 minutes to kind of figure out what's going on. You give them a half an hour to figure out, and I definitely don't think you're going to be able to hijack that
plane.
So
you're saying not a good counterexample then, Mark?
I just think that people didn't have a chance to ascertain what was going on.
And at least one guy hopped up to help.
Yeah, one guy did. After half an hour, people know what's going on. Yeah, maybe. But at that point, you could have the hijackers secure in the cockpit, so anything could happen. I mean, they've reinforced the cockpit doors. So.
Absolutely, it could. But would you say that the TSA is doing any good? Right. See, that's the thing.
No.
Is the TSA misses 80% of guns, knives, and bombs. The TSA is the government's answer to airplane hijacking. The government's answer really, really stinks.
Yeah.
Mine, which is, I just don't think, doing nothing would have been better. Allowing people to pack heat on the plane with subsonic rounds.
What would make the most sense is for each individual airline to be able to set their own security policy.
I agree.
Some airlines wanted to allow firearms. They should be able to allow firearms.
I'll fly that plane.
Me too, man. Michael, thanks for the call tonight, and continue with your hike up the Appalachian Trail. By the way, Michael is involved in another sort of, I guess it's not really a walk for liberty. It's just Michael. It's kind of like a personal, it's like a personal experience for you. But you happen
it's a personal thing. But I am spreading the word when the opportunity arises, and that reminds me, I need a Free State Project ball cap. So. If anyone has one, get hold of me.
Very good. You can do that at homelandstupidity.us. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. Certainly appreciate
it. Thank you.
Yep, 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls. Ladies first, Eleanor, listening on KGOE in California. Hello there.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Is your name Sean?
Nope, my name's
Sean. No, Sean's
Ian.
Here.
I'm Ian, and that's Mark
Ian,
over there.
Ian and Mark. Oh, I called you a couple of weeks ago when you were talking about before Pearl Harbor and what things were like, and I had told you about this E.E. Cummings poem about this soldier being killed with a piece of steel taken from the 6th Avenue Elevated Railroad.
I can't say I recall that.
I do recall, yes.
Okay.
I recall, yeah. So I have a copy of this poem right in front of me, and I was going to mail it to you, or it's not very long if you want me to read it to you on the radio. I mean, it's up to you. I don't know.
No.
I really want to get your mailing address because I don't have a computer.
Oh, okay. Well,
is that all right?
Yeah, we can get that to you. And
39 Central Square,
okay.
Number 313.
39 Central Square.
This should have been done off the air.
Oh, you give it to the board office.
What's after that?
313.
Yeah, this is awful. Okay.
Keene, New Hampshire.
Yeah. We're going to put you on hold, Eleanor. If you didn't get all that, we'll have our board operator get that to you. Did you have an issue that you wanted to discuss tonight?
Well, you know, I have an issue, but I'll tell you, I'm afraid to talk about it on the air.
Why?
This is a dangerous government we have.
Oh, yeah, there's no doubt. Well, what is it that you've got on them? Are you got something, some juicy bits that you too afraid to reveal?
It's an experience I had that happened before 9/11, you know.
Sounds secretive. We'll let you hold on to that one. Thanks, Eleanor. Hang on. We'll put you on hold. We're going to give you the mailing address. Those of you that need the mailing address, it is on our website at freetalklive.com for whatever reason. More coming up here. We've got your calls on the way about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
The cynic says, I started losing my hair and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to avacorradio.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, we need radical change if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all matter on the material planet. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon used Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health doesn't need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at orgonproducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. O-R-G-O-N-E products.org. Or call 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services Term Life Agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. Now, we'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a 40-year-old man on blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $20 a month.
Thanks, Joel. See how affordable term life insurance can be for you. Call 1-800-996-9654. That's 1-800-996-9654. Or go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The live Saturday edition toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com, and those features include archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, perhaps you are a radio listener and you don't get the show during the week, well, we've got a weekday show, so you missed out. You can go and get the archives right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. So enjoy those for free. That's freetalklive.com.
Is another fad diet really the answer to losing your extra pounds? Are working out and eating right no longer working to help you lose weight? If you can relate to that, then go read the story of a doctor who lost 37 pounds in 1 month and has kept it off. See the actual before and after pictures and read his story at notfatanymore.com. You can get off that fad diet roller coaster forever. Check out notfatanymore.com.
As we continue with your phone calls, it's Mike in Florida listening on WFTL. Hello, Mike.
Hey, gentlemen, I love the show. It's always interesting.
Thank you, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, actually, two things. One, I was just going to be sarcastic and just try to be funny and say that if we do not pay our taxes, which I personally enjoy that because the taxes are robbery, but legal robbery. But are you guys going to visit me in jail, pay my bills for me? I'm just being entertaining. I understand the concept. I just know that I'm going to be in jail for sure if I do that.
Ian doesn't pay his, and I don't pay Social Security.
Yeah,
so,
I'm still out here. And, you know, if more people didn't pay, then they'd have to build a whole lot of jails, wouldn't they?
You know, they say 60 million Americans don't pay taxes.
Well, I definitely would think that would be pretty interesting. I'm an absolute proponent of that fair tax system, if that was to go. But I even understand even more so that taxation is absolute robbery, because how can someone tax your wages that you earn for labor? I don't know how they can do that, but they do it. My question actually tonight was... Have you heard anything about, and I'm probably going to phrase this wrong because I don't have the paperwork in front of me, but something about something that was getting passed in the U.S. Senate, it's something to the effect of the Global Poverty Act or something like that, where the money gets, our U.S. taxpayer dollars gets diverted to the United Nations.
Hmm. I don't know anything about it, but it sounds about like what they would do in D.C. I mean, we already know that that the United States taxpayers are funding a huge portion of the UN as is, so it would really just be more of the same.
The brainchild behind this whole thing apparently is none other than Barack Obama himself. Apparently they want to take this U.S. taxpayer money, an exorbitant amount, more so than we already fleece the United Nations with, send it to the United Nations, and it also comes with some strings attached that gives the United Nations some type of legal say-so or some enforcement wing, if you will.
Oh, boy.
And it's really pretty frightening from what I've read. And it's on the U.S. Senate floor now. It's being voted on. And a lot of people are telling me that they believe it's going to go through because it's being candy-coated under the Global Poverty Act terminology.
Sure, and who could vote against poverty?
Exactly. I often find the most tyrannical laws or things, if you will, are sugar-coated with some phraseology of either public safety
or taking
care of children.
It's always the children, you know?
Yeah.
It's always something to that effect, and a good portion of the amount of people don't pick up on it, and I find that that's probably maybe like some form of propaganda from some playbook, but...
I would totally agree with you, and you know, it seems like the human race is kind of this herd, creature that doesn't seem to ask enough questions of the people that are its betters. They're very rank-oriented, and I wish that people would stand up and ask questions, but they don't. And
well,
they think that politicians like Barack Obama or John McCain can solve their problems.
I've seen this attitude, and it's so disgusting when I actually see people admitting that they believe that politicians are smarter than them. Look, if the politicians were so brilliant, they'd be out creating products and services in the marketplace.
Or they'd have fixed our problems already.
You know, there's that too. I mean, if they're good at anything, they're good at being scam artists and criminals. I mean, if anything at all, if you can say anything good about them, and that is that they're the most talented criminals in America. They pulled the wool over people's eyes, and they don't realize that they're paying money to a criminal organization of gangsters. That's really all that Washington, D.C. is. So, I mean, while I haven't heard specifically about the legislation you're talking about, it all sounds totally believable and something that they completely would do. And, of course, you know, that's what we've seen happen, is the U.S. government has been slowly handing more and more money to the U.N., and there are plans afoot to transfer power over to the U.N., give the U.N. control over certain things in this country. It already has some level of that.
And really, it's just another check in my book against the federal government. I don't see any reason we even need it anymore. I don't think we ever needed it in the first place. And I think it's time for secession.
It's called the Global Poverty Act, and I don't know the numerology as to where it is as far as the bill, but I know it's in the Senate. I know it's being voted on in the affirmative, that it looks like it's going to go through, and it's already gone through the House. But apparently the devil's in the details. There's a lot of fine print in there that is going to be extremely, excruciatingly painful for us. And my last question is just strictly your opinion. If I know neither party is probably a good party, but maybe statistically we're looking at a possible Barack Obama for a president or Hillary Clinton. In your opinion, do you think we're going to go into stealth Marxism? Are we going to become a Marxist country?
We went through the communist.
Are we already?
Yeah, we went through the Communist Manifesto on the air here a couple of months ago, and it looks to me like we might be already there.
What do we complete of like 6 or 7 out of the 10 planks?
I think
planks,
it was 7.5.
100%, and the other ones were kind of partially there. Wasn't that how it is?
I think we gave it a 7 or 8.5.
Right, but the other ones were, you know, they're
getting there,
so,
kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much it already is a communist country, and it's been the Republicans and the Democrats that have
not
worked
communist,
in
it. Socialist.
Socialist.
See, the communist,
yeah, that's true.
You'll never reach communism.
That's true. It's the ideal, right? So
right.
It's a socialist fascist. It's actually socialist fascist, what's what we have basically in this country today. And it's just absolutely awful. And I'm glad you called in tonight. And thank you for the call tonight, sir. 800-259-9231. And, you know, he mentioned it was the Global Poverty Initiative or Global Poverty Act. And I want to point out that I'm not against helping people, okay? I'm all in favor of helping people that are actually in need. But the difference between me and the people in Washington, D.C. is that I think that you can make the best decisions as to how to spend your hard-earned money, as far as you should be able to decide which organizations you would like to contribute your money to. Whereas the way it works in D.C. is that they threaten you, they threaten to take away your freedom, as that gentleman that we were just on the phone with, Mike there, was afraid that he was going to be put in a jail cell and unable to take care of his family and pay his mortgage. So they threaten people like Mike and people like you with violence. They threaten you with taking away your freedom, and so as a result of those threats, you hand over whatever amount they demand of you. You know, this year it's X, next year it'll be X plus Y. So you hand over the cash, and then the bureaucrats in D.C., they're totally unaccountable. They spend it however they want to. Maybe some of it does make it into the hands of the people who need it, but I can tell you the majority of it makes it into the hands of bureaucrats. That's where the majority of these budgets go. That's where the
when
UN,
you look at, when you look at welfare,
all bureaucrats.
When you look at welfare, it's 70% of every 70 cents on every welfare dollar goes into the pockets of the middle class bureaucrats that work in the department, not going to the poor people, supposedly. I mean, I think that I've seen numbers like 70% and 80% of the people on welfare are in fact scamming
they
the system in some manner or another.
So the solution, of course, is to allow everyone to keep their money and make their own decisions individually as to how to spend it. That way we have a competitive marketplace of charities that is constantly trying to one-up each other and prove that they can do the best job with the money and help the most people for the least dollars. We don't get that with government. With government, it's all arbitrary and it's all wasted. 1-800-259-9231. So if you want to help people, don't look to the government. More come up. Free Talk Live.
Ron Paul has not quit the race and is going stronger than ever. Since our last ad, Ron Paul delegates have won major victories in Missouri, Nevada, Texas, Alaska, Colorado, Louisiana, South Dakota, Minnesota, Florida, and many others. Many do not understand how the election process works. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. Ron Paul has a plan, and he wants you to become a delegate, which are first voted in county, state, and then the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win to find out more on how you can become a Ron Paul delegate in your area. That's ronpaulflags.com. Remember, buying a Ron Paul flag will keep these important ads on the air. So stand your ground. Go for the win and buy a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526. Buy a Ron Paul flag today. More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Freak Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the wiki. Get interactive with over 1,500 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and change pretty much anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. He is the enemy of the state. He's the agent of the sovereign individual. He's Tad Galahad, freedom engineer. The Anarcho-Capitalist Adventure Series continues at freedom-engineering.com. That's freedom-engineering.com. All right, we continue with your phone calls. You bring up anything, we go to Pete in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pete.
Hey, you guys. I'm a computer science and philosophy double major at the University of Connecticut, and I have two hopefully fairly succinct questions to ask you guys, I believe each of which pertain to one of my majors.
Okay.
The first one is that during Ron Paul's second big money bomb, I donated a certain amount of money to Ron Paul. I donated 2 to the 10th power dollars to him. Do you guys know how many dollars that is?
200?
No, 2 to the 10th power is, in fact, $1,024.
Okay. Right, 2 to the 10th. Okay,
yeah, that's correct.
I went to government school.
Yeah,
you
I was thinking
cut me a break.
The science one where you put the... Never mind.
I actually did okay in algebra, but after that, kind of fell off the map.
It's all good. So I guess my question in relation to that is, a lot of people donated a lot of money to Ron Paul, and I'm in big support of him, but what is he doing with that money? I have not seen any Ron Paul commercials. He's kind of fallen off the face of the earth as far as I can tell.
I saw an interview with him recently where, I think I heard an interview with him where he said he had $4 million in the bank still. So.
Yeah. And he was going to put together some kind of foundation thing, you know, in the future.
Can you use election campaign money?
You
can
do that. Do something with it, apparently.
I got the impression that he was kind of holding his cards and waiting until things got a little closer to election season to actually spend that money.
Hard to say.
So,
yeah, okay, so I just wanted to make sure, you know, hopefully, I'm sure he's a good guy, but I just want to make sure we're not making this guy, you know, insanely rich and he's not doing anything with it. So.
I don't think he can use it for himself either.
Yeah, I don't think so, and besides all that, you know, he's had the opportunity to fleece the taxpayer in his position as congressman. He could have signed on for the free medical care.
He didn't wait for, what is it, 9 terms in Congress? He didn't wait through those in order to do it just now.
Right, so he's not taking many of the perks that the congressmen are given by the federal government. He has actually turned down. So I don't know Ron Paul personally, but from all the things I've heard, he seems like a pretty stand-up guy.
All right, awesome. Well, then let's go on to my second question. Hopefully this will be fairly brief, but it's a little bit of a personal question. I believe it relates to libertarian philosophy, though. Me and my girlfriend are going on our one-year anniversary. And she sent me, you know, so many signs and signals that she wants me to get her some sort of extravagant gift to celebrate this anniversary.
Oh, dear. How extravagant.
Yeah. You know, I don't know, and I don't really feel comfortable with doing that. I believe if I want to show her how much I love her, I should do something really special for her instead of going out and buying something for her.
I agree.
And, you know, so...
My other point on that one would be being in a relationship with you, dear, is so great that I should be buying you an extravagant gift, and equally, if this relationship is to be, being with me must be so great that I should get an extravagant gift also. You know, I mean, there's that sort of philosophy that goes with it.
Well, there was a question coming, so go ahead and get to your question.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, this summer I'm going to actually be going out to New Hampshire and going to Pork Fest.
Oh, cool.
And I figured the perfect gift for my girlfriend that she has told me that she might want is a picture of Mark without his shirt
off. I called that one. Good call. Thank you, sir. 800-259-9231. Didn't I call that one, Mark?
You did. You were making some kind of hand motion that now
I was
lifting
up my
shirt
here.
Thank God you didn't actually do
that. Oh, you've never seen me with my shirt off, huh? All right, let's continue with your calls. Let's go to Conrad in North Dakota. And, you know, there is a good chance. I mean, Mark, you will be out at Pork Fest this summer. It's going to be hot, and you might take off your shirt. I mean, it's possible.
I have to put mosquito repellent on somehow.
There you go. So if you're hanging around the right place at Pork Fest this summer, you might be able to experience it. Though you put on a little beer belly, I think, over there. You've got the kind of the dad belly now.
That's great.
You're working on that.
Thanks.
All right. Conrad in North Dakota, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind?
First, I wanted to thank you guys for having your show. This is the first time I called since I got back from Japan.
Welcome
you guys
back.
Are like just the pillar of freedom and Western thought.
Okay.
I just want you guys to know that Japan is a terrible country, a terrible culture filled with terrible people.
Now, why would you say something like that? I haven't heard those things.
The exact opposite of everything we believe in. That's
I've heard you can buy mushrooms. I've heard you can buy psychedelic mushrooms.
And
in
that
stores.
Makes Japan great?
It sounds pretty great to me.
You're crazy.
There's some very small things that are okay about it.
What about the beer vending machines? I mean, that's pretty cool.
These things are so small in comparison to the culture of it in and of itself.
Like, Give me an example.
Well, they don't understand the idea of rational selfishness and self-interest. If you have a room of three people, you know, trying to have a good time, nobody wants to have a good time themselves. They're only worried about the person to their right, and nobody has a good time. Everybody's failing and everybody's stressed out. That's the entire country. That's not why I wanted to call.
That's fascinating, though. Go ahead.
What I wanted to call about was my new plan to take welfare and every other government program that's out there.
Why?
Because my rationale is if somebody is coming by and taking your money and then saying anybody who wants to apply for it can take it back, at what point do you say, you know what, I'm going to go take my money back? You know, at what point? If you meet their guidelines, if you make under, I think, $1,100 a month, you can get EBT, food stamps, things like that.
Right.
If you meet their requirements, why not do it?
I get where you're coming from. You know, if a thief comes, an armed robber, you know, steals your money, and then he's standing out in the town square handing out dollar bills to people, you might as well come get as many dollar bills as you can get. I understand. I think that it's okay if one needs it and to go and get it and that kind of thing, but it's sort of at the same time unprincipled. For instance, you found out that I took welfare, or you picked the government program. I didn't even take unemployment when I had the opportunity to do so. If you found out that I did that, what would you think about me?
I used to hold this opinion that people who use the system are bad, but it's the system itself. I will vote it down every time. I will fight. I went down to Iowa for Ron Paul. I will fight every time to get the system away. But as long as the system is in power, taking away our money, hurting the lower class, we need to use that system just to get our money back.
Well, I wouldn't feel badly about you at all, and I wouldn't feel badly about Mark if he felt that it was necessary for whatever to sign up for that.
What if I didn't? What if I just did it for because I could?
Well, yeah,
it's not a very principled place to be coming from. That's all I'm saying.
It's your choice. I wouldn't look down on you for it. Actually, I would feel bad for you. I would sympathize with you because I'd feel awful that when you sign up for these government programs, it always comes with some sort of attachment. There is a string attached.
They have to make sure that you're poor enough, and they've got to be able to come to your house whenever they feel like it. Yeah. Or whatever
they don't
it
come
is
to my house. They have this new simplified program where as long as I don't make over $1,100 a month, I don't have to bring them any. All I had to do is bring in a couple pay stubs and a copy of my lease saying that I live.
It sounds like the 30 pieces of silver to me.
As long as you're willing to jump through their hoops, whatever hoops they decide to put up, which as you probably understand could change at any moment because that's what they can do. As long as you're willing to do that and deal with all that nonsense, then okay, then it's your business. I myself, I paid in $10,000 to Social Security before I decided I was no longer going to pay into it, and I don't expect to see a dime of that back, nor am I going to contact the Social Security Administration and beg for it back or try to, finagle my way into getting some of that money back. It's gone, as far as I'm concerned. As far as I'm concerned, the thief has gotten away with it, and I would be satisfied if they just never talked to me again.
Dude, so there's no fandangling. All I had to do was fill out a form. It took me literally 2 hours of my time, and I now get $160 a month.
What? I don't think that the getting the money back is unprincipled, but I think it looks unprincipled.
Yeah, go for it, man. It's eventually they might put some rules and regs on you to the point where you decide to cut it out.
Oh, they're probably out there already. You just don't know what they are.
Yeah, I hope you don't find out
the hard
way.
When I find them out, I'll quit, but I encourage everybody to do what I do.
Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate your call. I can't say I agree. More coming up. You take control. I say keep your money first instead of giving it to them. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. InterKnobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all InterKnobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's InterKnobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at InterKnobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Have you made one of those New Year's resolutions to lose weight? Are those extra pounds weighing you down and making you feel fat? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days, without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's SpyVille.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal. On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free. And if you like Free Talk Live, you want to help support the show, then become an amplifier. Michael mentioned at the beginning of this hour, the AMP program gives you some perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. All the details are at amp.freetalklive.com. It costs you $3 a month, but it's totally voluntary. If you want to enjoy the website, you'll get all the features there for free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you upfront for accessing their website. Our business model is, come on in, take it all for free, and if you like what we're doing, send us a few bucks. $3 a month, as a matter of fact, is all we ask for, and on top of that, we take that money in and we reinvest it into the program, getting on more radio stations, bringing new internet listeners to the program, and therefore more new people experience the message of freedom and liberty, which that's a good thing. So go to amp.freetalklive.com to learn more and get on board. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We continue with your phone calls. And if you wanted to chime in, by the way, I'd love to have some other input, maybe from some other liberty-minded people on Conrad's call. Conrad basically saying that he's going to take it wherever he can get it. He'll sign up for food stamps. He'll sign up for unemployment. He'll sign up for welfare. He'll sign up for what, you know, whatever sort of government freebies he can get his hands on in order to, and he justifies it by saying, well, I've already paid into the system, so I should try to reclaim as much of that as possible. It just seems to me like, ugh.
I'll tell you, if he was an illegal immigrant and did that, people would be all over his butt.
Yeah,
I mean, cause
that's true.
A great deal of them operate under fake Social Security numbers, so therefore they do pay withholding tax. And if they so much as get a food stamp or send their kids to public school without speaking perfect English, people are all over them.
I think if you can get your money back without having to jump through too many hoops, if you don't have to agree to a bunch of their rules in order to get the money back, then I think, okay, you know, that's fine. But if you're going to have to become their bitch in order to get your money back, that's not worth it. So there's a fine line somewhere in there, and I think for each person, that line is somewhere different. And so I'd love to have someone else comment on that. 800-259-9231. In the meantime, we go to your calls about anything. And we talked to Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Paula.
Hi, guys. I was listening to the other Paula you were talking to about Joe Lieberman.
Can you believe it? There's another Paula in Florida?
Yeah, there are a lot of them. But anyway, the thing is, Joe Lieberman is a member of the CFR.
The Council on Foreign Relations?
I didn't know if you knew that or not.
And most people don't. Most people don't know what the Council of Foreign Relations means.
Yeah, I don't think she's aware of the CFR, nor is she interested.
Yeah.
You know, she's more interested in being bipartisan and feel-good kind of stuff like that.
Well, the thing is, the CFR is there to help destroy this country.
What is the CFR, Paula? I honestly don't know much about it.
They're what they call the jubilees. Anyway, I've got some information. There's a toll-free number that you can call to get this information.
No, we're not going to call any toll-free numbers. That's why you're here.
Well, anyway, the thing is
aren't
that,
they a bunch of elite government people that want to control the world
brother,
or something?
His brother, Avigdor Lieberman, works for the Israeli government. And you should have read an article that his brother had put in the American Free Press. And he said they wanted us out of the picture.
You know, all I need to know about Joe Lieberman is that he wanted to stop Night Trap back in the early 1990s.
You want to stop what?
It's an old game. It's a video game.
I'll tell you what, hon. His brother is a scary person. As a matter of fact, I even called him about his brother. And
what did Joe say?
you should get this thing from American Free Press and read it. I mean, it's scary. But anyway, the thing is, I just didn't know if she was, you know, aware of this or not, but I mean, there's information that you can get on this, and I mean, they're there to help bring down this country.
The CFR is, huh?
Yeah, and I mean, they
what
have...
When you say they want to bring it down, what does that mean?
Okay, they're connected, from what I heard, or from what I read, in this book I got, that's advertised on your, you know, on your station, on Genesis, that they're hooked to the papacy.
The Pope? The Pope's behind all this?
Not the Pope, the papacy.
I thought that's what the Pope...
The papacy is wanting to destroy this country. I mean, they
the
want
papacy.
This new world order.
What
they,
is
they
the papacy?
Well, the whole Vatican City thing?
Pope John Paul called for the new world order.
Okay.
And, I mean, this is scary because I just found out, I got some information on Pope John Paul and found out he's from the House of David also.
The papacy is the office, dignity, or jurisdiction of the Pope.
So is the Vatican City and Rome? Are they are they in cahoots with the Trilateral Commission on this world takeover?
I imagine so.
How does the Illuminati fit into all this?
Well, they're part of this too. And
the Templar Knights are they the spearheading it all?
Well, not really. See the. The Masons started over in Israel.
Oh, you can't forget the Masons.
You've got to have the Masons.
Now, who's more powerful? Is it the Masons or the Illuminati? Can you be in the Masons and the Illuminati, or are they two separate groups?
Right, the Masons, if you'll ever look at their things that they wear, they're Islamic.
Did you know, Paula, I've actually been inside a Masonic temple before?
Yes, not around.
My father belonged to it, I know. My family's born, my grandfather did. But anyway,
well, how can we trust you now? I mean, you've just admitted to us.
I have nothing to do with it.
Uh-huh.
I mean,
so you say.
I mean, these are children of Satan.
You know that the the Swiss Guard and that guard Vatican City. You know that they the only way you can be a Swiss Guard is by being the child of a Swiss Guard that is passed on from father to son.
Well, anyway, the thing is that I just didn't know she knew about Joseph Lieberman.
I don't know either, Paul.
I don't know if they've got nepotism laws there.
This guy's scary. He really is. And
thank you.
I don't trust him as far as I could throw him. I'd like to.
I'm with you there.
Throwing politicians. I'm for that.
Thank you for the call tonight, Paula. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The poor Masons. I mean, you know...
That's what they get for having their little secret clubs.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to not suspect them.
Right. If you want to be secretive, then people are going to think you're trying to rule the world or something like that. But it just seems to me it's like just a kind of a weird group of old, lonely old men that want to hang out.
I feel like Greenpeace is more of a danger to the world than the Masons.
What is it, like a throne room or something that I've been in? How would you describe that room? Like a... Some sort of a, it's not like a sacrificial
pathetic
chamber.
That's how I would describe it.
We actually went into this Masonic room, and we got to see their little throne and...
Looked around for some of their gadgets.
Silly little candles that they have in there. I mean, it's just a silly cult, silly club. That's all.
Yeah, it's not cultish. I don't think they have much as far as religion going
on. I guess cult does have to do with
religion.
It's
a club with secrets, not a secret club, is what they say. You know?
Okay.
And I believe that.
They get a ring, too, don't they?
Yeah, whatever. They got a secret handshake.
1-800-259-9231.
They shake hands and grab each other's crotches or whatever it is.
We go to Dave in Montana, listening on KGEZ. I understand now why they want to keep that secret. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing? I lived in Japan for a year and had a Japan girlfriend, lived off base, man. It was great, beautiful country, man. There ain't nothing like a bamboo forest.
Cool. Huh. I used to have some bamboo by my house, and it was hell. It sounded great when the wind would blow, but
I'm talking big, fat bamboo, about like a foot to 8 inches thick, man.
Wow, I didn't have that.
It's spaced apart, and it's like a room within the woods, like because the branches grow at the same height. And the beams of light coming through, it's like it's out of sight, man.
All I know is those damn things dropped their dead leaves all over my front lawn. It was absolute hell.
Hey, it's real useful, too. We should all be growing it. But anyway, that lady that they say hung herself, women do not commit suicide by hanging.
Women don't?
No, they don't do that.
Well, how do you know?
That's too much pain. That's too much work. They slit their wrists in the tub. They do the carbon monoxide. They take the pills. They don't hang. Check it out. You look up the statistics.
Statistics. Wow, that's fascinating. And I had no idea.
Yeah, just think about it. That's not a hang. That women don't do that, man. You know, they're going to think about putting a rope around their neck? No way.
Yeah.
They're going to do it nice. They're smarter than us. You know?
Yeah, you have to be pretty distraught, I think, in order to take that way out.
Yeah, she was no way distraught. She wanted to rip down the evil bastards that are hypocrites, man. That's what she wanted to do, and she was going to do it.
But they got to her first, and I'm betting they threatened her mother or threatened someone else that she cared about in order to get her to step into the noose.
Karma is going to get them, man. Something's going to open up so smelly, man. It's just going to... But I think it's kind of weird because Fox is even saying that, so I'm thinking it's from the other side. It's an internal thing, man. That's all. They're all going to be pointing fingers, and they're going to get it all in their face. That's what I say.
Well, Dave,
anyway,
thank you for the interesting statistic. Go ahead.
How do you get on the amp line caveman style?
What is that? Caveman
like
style?
Mail or something. Or, you know, uncomputerized.
Oh, okay. We'll put you on hold. And we'll get you the snail mail address. Like all kinds of people calling in for the snail mail address tonight.
Never
and
happens.
We'll have our board operator give that to you and get you the details on that, sir. Hour number three is coming up. You can take control of the airwaves. We got Dan on the line and your calls as well. Amp line is ringing in. We'll find out who's there. And again, ladies come first. So ladies, if you want to get on the air before all these guys, dial up. Hour three coming up. Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We all know.